Starring Terry Boyd.
Stank. Smell. Wantiness.
And Jeets.
Dude. I want to feel your soul against mine.
Terry Boyd's World. Morning. 92.3 KGON.
A big shakeup in the WWE over the weekend in the Elimination Chamber. John Cena was in the ring, The Rock was in the ring, and so was Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes, the defending WWE champion. The Rock, who plays the final boss, he's like this evil character, and he's on the board of the WWE. He wanted Cody Rhodes to sell his soul to The Rock. And so after the Elimination Chamber, Cody Rhodes had to answer, would he be his corporate champion? Would he sell out? And Cody Rhodes told The Rock to go F himself. He literally dropped an F-bomb on live television. And John Cena, who has been the face of the company for 20 years, he's getting ready to retire. He's been a good guy. He, of course, he has set the record for most make-a-wish. He has been about as good of a good guy as they've ever had for 20 years. He does his, whatever it is, hustle, loyalty, and respect deal, right? And he's just, he goes, does all the television appearances, always says the right thing, squeaky clean, super nice. And after the Cody Rhodes told The Rock to go F himself, John Cena celebrates with Cody Rhodes, gives him a hug. Then a look goes over his face, and he looks at The Rock, and The Rock gives him the
Cincinnati bow tie.
Yeah, the slit the right. throat thing.
Yeah.
And John Cena did it. He turned into a bad guy. He kicked Cody right in the junk.
Yep.
And then beat the hell out of him, and he sold his soul to The Rock and joined The Rock. So now it's going to be Cody Rhodes versus evil John Cena at WrestleMania. And it was arguably before the Oscars, it was the number one trending entertainment story in the world. That's how big of a deal John Cena being a bad guy is.
Right.
It's like earth shaking. There was all these reaction videos. Kids were crying. There was adults, like, their minds were blown. They're like, what is going on? They say this is the biggest good guy to bad guy switch in 30 years since Hulk Hogan started the NWO way, way back in the day. But, you know, it's funny you brought this up, and we got a clip. So The Rock's this horrible, evil guy. He's trying to steal people's souls. He got the great John Cena to come to the dark side, and it shook up the world. But I saw this clip afterwards. The WWE does press conferences. And
post-fight?
Post-fight, right. Yeah. And they have a whole press there, and they ask him questions. It was like when somebody asked The Rock about, oh, how could you do this or whatever, it was his answer that kind of annoyed me. Here, listen to this.
It's a part about our business that we love in creating moments. So with John, I don't know if I was the influence to this. Perhaps, maybe I was a conduit to help him in a way, in my small way. I don't want to take any credit for this, because this is John. In my small way, a conduit to help John get to the place he's gotten tonight. So, storyline, no storyline, fiction, nonfiction, what you guys felt tonight out there was decades of what John has experienced as a performer.
So, what...
What bugs you about that?
So you have this great cinematic, like, storyline and whatever. Listen, we all know that WWE is scripted sports entertainment.
Sure.
But, like, right after it happens, The Rock is doing a press conference, you know, talking about fiction, nonfiction, and his character, and, I mean, I don't know, like, even...
Too much of a peek behind the veil? Is that what you're feeling, or...
Well, I'm just saying you got to play it up a little bit. You can't, like, I mean, now we all got to be pissed at John Cena, and you're just like, yeah, he's just playing a character, right? Like,
it's a big letdown for you. I can see it in your face.
Well, I mean, but you get it, right?
I do kind of get it. I got a little bit of a different vibe. I think The Rock has become a very Hollywood, you know, bankable guy. And he wants more validation there than he does WWE. That's just my opinion.
It's like when they bring on the other performers in the WWE and they do these press conferences. They're kind of still in the storyline, right?
They should have been getting angry.
Well, it's like they, you know, they're obviously acting, but like the press conference is much like a press conference of like an NFL game. Where, like, the quarterback actually talks about the experience. So, do you get what I'm saying?
I do get what you're saying. It was...
Like, back in the day, bad guys would never, like, just go, I'm actually a nice guy, but we're just playing characters. Actually, you know what, dude? We're getting a... Oh, yeah. No, we have a special line for Hulk Hogan. It looks like he's trying to... He's obviously listening and he wants to jump in live via satellite. We should. He obviously has some thoughts on this.
Let me punch it in. Let's go.
Let's get Hulk Hogan in there. What's going on, Hulk?
Well, let me tell you something, Mean Gene. What is The Rock doing? When I became a bad guy and started the NWO, I did everything not to be nice. I started saying racist things on tape, admitting to doing tons of steroids. I let my son almost kill one of his friends in my car, and I had sex with Bubba the Love Sponge's wife. So, Rock, if you're going to be a bad guy in wrestling, take it from Hulk. Make fun of a tranny and bang Terry Boyd's wife.
Wait, what?
So what you gonna do when the Hulkster makes everybody boo? Arr, arr.